Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this mini-cast, I'm going to talk to you about leaving a company cleaner in a customer's pool to help maintain the pool all week long, and how this could enhance your pool service and garner you more accounts and make your day a lot faster. So I do this on my pool route. I know a lot of guys that will do this also, is that they'll actually put their own cleaner, automatic cleaner, suction side cleaner in a customer's pool and just leave it in there and let it run all week and tell the customer that it's a complimentary cleaner. You're going to leave it in there and you're not going to charge them for it. So how can you actually make money by doing this? Well, the time you're going to save in a lot of these pools where that need a cleaner, where the customer is reluctant to actually purchase a cleaner for whatever reason. There's a number of reasons why a customer doesn't want an automatic cleaner. I think the main one is that they don't see the benefit of the cleaner in the pool and how nice their pool will look week to week. And so to get around this, what I do is I throw in what I call a demo cleaner or a company cleaner, and I just leave it in the pool. So I have a variety of different ones that I use on my route. Right now I have about 15 of my own cleaners in pools on my route. I just put one in on Friday. It was a old pool cleaner that I just got the rebuild kit for, put it together and dropped it in the pool. I have two more of the pool cleaners, the original ones, the Pool Renewal versions in my garage. And I just need to get the conversion kits for that to drop them in there. They're like $100 or so. And I'll have two more cleaners there. I have a couple Navigators right now, too, in my garage. A couple years ago, I gave away about 9 Navigators to my delivery guy because I just had too many of them. So I have 2 or 3 right now at this time that I just need to rebuild and drop into customers' pools. But you can also purchase the cleaners brand new. Like, for instance, the Zodiac Ranger is only like $145, and you can get that one. And it's an excellent cleaner for both in-ground and above-ground pools, and can drop it in the customer's pool and leave it there. Or you can get the Zodiac MX6. I think it's around $260 wholesale. The pool cleaner is a little bit more expensive, but you can use the Hayward Try Me program, which will let you buy 3 of their pool cleaners or 3 Navigators at a discounted price. Penter also has a Try Me program where you can buy 3 cleaners a year at a discounted price. So take advantage of that. I would suggest purchasing the cleaners for the pools that you have to manually vacuum every week and put a cleaner in there. So instead of spending 25-30 minutes there vacuuming the pool, you're going to spend 15 minutes there. So what this will allow you to do is maximize the time on your route. And so you can actually pick up another account that has a cleaner maybe, or throw another demo cleaner in another account, and this will speed up your day. So for the time it takes to do one pool, you're going to do 2 pools. So in the course of the year that the cleaner is in the pool, it's going to pay for itself by allowing you to have more time to do more pools on your route every day. It's also going to save a lot of wear and tear on your body, not having to manually vacuum every pool on your route. Just about every pool that I have on my route has a pressure cleaner, a robotic cleaner, or a suction side cleaner. So I'm not doing a lot of vacuuming on my pool route for that reason. And that's why I run about 15 of my personal cleaners in the pools to make my day quicker. And again, I have several that I can rebuild in my garage and drop them in when I need to. So it's definitely something that you need to consider. One guy has about, I think, 10 or 15 MX6 Elites in his route. And other guys are just dropping in different cleaners. Again, I mentioned before, the best cleaners are the Zodiac Ranger. You can also get the Little Rebel for a smaller pool. I think that's like $170. This is basically a Rebel in a smaller body with a little bit shorter hoses. You can definitely get the MX6. You can get the Pentair Dorado or Great White, which are highly underrated cleaners that are great. Everyone talks about how bad the Hayward Navigators are, but they're actually really good cleaners, and you can rebuild them fairly cheap. And customers will just hand them to you on many occasions, and you just keep them, rebuild them, and reuse them in other people's pools. So they're actually not too bad, because the parts to rebuild it are only like $30 or $40. So you can rebuild a Navigator and use that as a demo cleaner. So the amount of time you're going to save on your pool route And the fact that you can add more pools each day is a great incentive to actually purchase cleaners yourself and leave them in customers' pools as a company cleaner. Just let them be aware that when if they do terminate the service, of course, that's your cleaner, so you want to make it clear to them. I've never had anyone want to keep the demo cleaner after canceling the account. Just be careful that if they sell the house, maybe pull the cleaner out ahead of time, and then if you do get the new owner on a service, put it back in, because there could be some dispute as far as whose cleaner that is in the pool during escrow. I've had that happen to me once where the customer sold the house and I didn't take the cleaner out because I didn't think anything of it. A new buyer took over and he assumed that was the customer's cleaner. So I had to explain it to him and kind of get him to understand that that was a company cleaner. And he was okay about it after I explained the fact that it was my cleaner that I used in that pool. So as long as you clarify, I think it's fine to put a demo cleaner in a customer's pool or a company cleaner. If you're looking for a great solar-powered surface skimmer, check out Remington Solar's Solar Skimmer. You can get a discount if you buy directly on their website. Enter the code SOLAR20 to save 20% or $100. So instead of being $500, it's $400. This is a great way to keep the surface of a pool cleaned every week. So if you have a customer or if your home gets a lot of leaf debris on the surface, this is a great way to help control that in your pool. Thanks for listening to this week's minicast. Have a great rest of your week and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.